Negotiations are continuing on a new stimulus deal. Jobless claims have hit a pandemic-era low. Let's talk about it with Peter Cardillo, Chief Market Economist at Spartan Capital Securities in New York. Peter, always good to have you with us. Let's begin with this stimulus deal. It seems like this wrangling's been going on for quite a while. It seems like we're going to actually get a deal.
Yes, I think so. And I think, you know, the key here is Mitch McConnell obviously is going to try to tie it into mid-December deadline for raising the debt ceiling. And so to avoid any real shutdown, I think we have a good chance of a good compromise between the Republicans and Democrats.
Seems like one of the things that's been left out so far, at least if I'm understanding the latest deal, the bipartisan deal, is the direct payments, the stimulus payments to everyday Americans. Do you think, as an economist, does that have to be part of a deal, or can we still move forward without it?
No, I look at it this way. I think we can move forward without it. I think what's very important is obviously to get assistance to the unemployed before their payments run out. And then, of course, when the new administration takes over, then, of course, you know, you can work on getting checks out to everyone like we experienced the last time. But again, a lot depends how the economy shapes up over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Obviously, with the pandemic being at a high point and probably going to worsen, I would say that another stimulus package is probably needed to avoid the economy from slipping back into maybe a double-dip recession.
You talk about the unemployment issue. A lot of these states are saying basically their unemployment funds have run out. I mean, they're kind of desperate about this.
Exactly. And so that's why we need this first tranche of money to come in. And I think we're in a good spot now because Mitch McConnell is going to be forced to compromise with the Democrats.
Let's talk about the jobless claims. They are going down, still high, but going down. You feel like this is trending in the right direction?
It's definitely trending in the right direction, but all of this could change. You know, if the pandemic continues to make itself felt in a big way like it is right now, there's a possibility that more cities like may have to follow what Los Angeles did, shut down again. And if that were to happen, obviously you're going to have a negative impact on economic activity.
Thanks so much, Peter Cardillo, Chief Market Economist at Spartan Capital Securities. Always good insight.